Dave, agus Fáilte, go Gian Clark, come and look last gale in the Shockman show. The me, Tom Comack, with you as always on a Wednesday night. And, well, tonight we're reflecting back on 2015, and delighted to say I'm joined by John Harn, the former Donegal player and also St. Junan's player, and John Lynch of Tyrone, an all-star with the O'Neill County way back in the 1980s, and of course a regular contributor here as well to us. He'll be joining us shortly as well to look back on the season. But first of all, just in case you were expecting us to be coming live from our draw tonight for the Donegal Under-21A Championship Final between St. Junan's and Kilcar. That game, of course, postponed earlier today, and well, certainly looking out there tonight, and it's pretty windy and pretty blowy and pretty wet as well. I think it was a pretty wise decision. That game has been provisionally set for next Wednesday night. Not sure of the venue yet, possibly back in our draw again, but that Under-21A Championship Final between St. Junan's and Kilcar, which was due to be played tonight in Pierce Park in Ardra, and we were to bring you live action from the second half of that game. Unfortunately, the weather has taken its toll again, certainly taken its toll on the Under-21 Championship. I think that's about the third or fourth game that has been hit by the weather. It's congratulations to Glen Fenn, because they're celebrating a very first ever Under-21B Championship. They defeated Niamh Colum Kill, who unfortunately lost out again in a final in on Friday night last. So congratulations to Christopher Morrow and his management team and all his players there. But as I said, it's that time of the year when we look back and we reflect on the season gone by. And as I said, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by John Harn. We'll have John Lynch from Tyrone coming up in a moment or so as well. But John, first of all, good night to you, and well, thank you for joining us tonight.
No problem, Tom. We thought we'd be in our draw, but as you say, the game's off, so yeah, we're on the phone instead.
Oh, well, tell me, in terms of 2015, how would you assess it from a Donegal football point of view? Probably, and when we talk about a Donegal football point of view, we first of all, I suppose, look at how the senior team fared.
Well, Tom, you know, you could say it was a mixed bag for the senior team. You know, starting off, Tom, we stayed up. You know, we were coming off the back of been beaten in an All-Ireland final in 2014, so it was hard to know where we would be. Jim had left the scene and Rory Gallagher had taken over, and you know, the boys, a lot of the more experienced players and so-called better players were getting on, so we didn't know how it'd fare out. Rory Gallagher came in, Tom, you know, you would say a mixed bag, but you know, fairly consistent. We stayed up in Division 1, which I think was important, you know, when you're trying to build a new team and trying to keep the boys, you know, at the high level that they're at. So we stayed in Division 1, Tom. We started out in the league, or out in the championship with, you know, that great win against Tyrone and Balbuffet, you know, a good tight game, and we started off brilliantly and we were on fire and Tyrone came back into it. But, you know, it was a good victory. But looking back, Tom, it was very early in the year, in the middle of May and the preliminary round, and, you know, it maybe took us toll towards the end of the year with Donegal. We went on, we were very good against Armagh, like never maybe got out of second gear, looked world beaters, and we were playing well. The Derry game, I suppose, looking back now, you know, flagged up a few pointers here and there in the system, and maybe we weren't just where we were other years. Unfortunately, that was the final, you know, we got out of the blocks flying. We thought, here we go again, we're going to win this year, but we just on the day, Tom, we didn't take our chances against Monaghan. Looking back on now, all that, especially in the second half when we controlled the game for long, long periods and just wide after wide after wide. You know, so, you know, when you talk to the players afterwards, Tom, losing these Ulster finals seems to take a lot out of Donegal. You know, they build it up, you know, especially under Jim McGuinness, to win these Ulster championships. It's a big thing for them. And when they don't, it seems to knock the wind out of the sails. And, you know, all right, we got over Galway and Croke Park, but we were never fit for Mayo in the quarterfinal.
And talk to me, you mentioned there were signs maybe that everything wasn't going to go as according to plan in the Derry game. What were those signs?
Well, I think, Tom, maybe the wee bit of hunger, and, you know, you could say hunger, people use this word hunger, but, you know, Derry were getting shots off. You know, if you look back on it, and, you know, people analyse things that much now that you can really see these things. But Derry were getting in, you know, they were getting in past midfield, into our 45. They were taking shots, all right. They weren't putting them over the bar. You know, I think Derry would really, Brian McGiver was really pulling his hair out that day, because it was a chance for Derry to beat us, but, you know, they just couldn't do it. And just teams that, you know, we would expect to beat Derry, we wouldn't think that Derry would get them kind of chances, you know, cut us open like that there, create chances. And maybe wee signs like that there were beginning to creep in, and we thought, you know, Maybe we've gone back a wee.
Was it a sign of a case where maybe where, you know, miles on the clock were beginning to show?
Well, possibly, Tom, because when you have to go out in the middle of May against Tyrone and the do or die, give it, you know, winner takes all, well, not winner takes all, but a big game in the first preliminary round of the Ulster Championship at home, you know, Donegal were getting ready for that game from, you can say, sometime in April. So it's a long, hard slog to keep going. And this is the problem with Ulster, and especially in the preliminary round, you have to get up for every game. And, you know, maybe the boys were running on a wee bit of empty come the Derry game, and especially come the Monaghan game, although we started well. And, you know.
And what would you put down all, because as you said, mentioned earlier, really, we probably had enough possession to win the Ulster final. It was just, we kicked so many wides. What was that down to, do you think?
I don't know, Tom. Listen, you know, wides are wides, but some of the wides, you know, you would put your money on your house on Colin McFadden and Michael Murphy and Paddy McBurdy and these boys, you know, to get these early. Paddy McBurdy now might have been carrying an injury. You know, but, you know, Frank McLean came up a few times, different players came up, and we started so well, you know, in the first couple of minutes. But wides or wides, Tom, I don't know. You can't put, say, mile or wides are down to boys, you know, being on the road too long or not having the hunger. You know, it's just a thing on the day where maybe shot selection or just boys are a wee bit off their game for whatever reason and kick wides. But definitely it's an Ulster final, we should have won.
And as you said then, had a good enough win over Galway. You know, maybe Galway, if they had a little bit more belief, could have been closer to us.
Well, absolutely, Tom. You know, especially that chance that the corner forward had. He could have chipped Paul Durkin if it was a better, more experienced player. And that could have, you know, been a totally different game at the start of the second half. But Michael Murphy had some game that day, Tom, in the second half. You know, he really stood up and we were getting excited again. And Ryan McHugh got that brilliant goal. And, you know, we got a couple of goals in the second half. And all of a sudden we were saying, oh, you know, there's another kick in us left yet, but you know we only have what is a 6 day or 7 day turnaround.
Yeah, yeah.
And at that level, Tom, you know Mayo were coming off an easy Connacht final against Sligo. They were sitting back. They're getting ready for these games all year and all Ireland quarter final. That's when their year starts. Where we're starting in the middle of May against Tyrone, and you know Mayo just waiting for us. And you know the goal before half time from Aidan O'Shea really, you know, took the sting out. We were hanging on. We were doing all right, but that goal just really took the wind out of our sails, and it was always going to be an uphill battle in the second half.
Yeah, that's the voice of John Hearn, of course, joining us here tonight as we reflect back on 2015. And I'm delighted to also say I'm joined by John Lynch, of course, a former All-Star with Tyrone and a regular contributor here as well. First of all, John, a very good night to you, and I'm sure it's as windy up in Tyrone as it is down here, is it?
Good night, Tom. It's getting breezy up here at the minute, but I believe Donegal's going to get more of a hammer than we're going to get. You're sort of protecting us from that. We're supposed to.
Well, anyway, what is the mood in Tyrone after 2015?
I suppose, Tom, you know, we can't complain. We got ourselves to the Ireland semi-final, albeit backdoor, but, you know, Had you been asked at the start of the year if you want to get to the Ireland semi-final, you'd have taken it. From a Tyrone point of view, Tom, we done well, in my opinion. We obviously wanted to beat Donegal in the first round, but that didn't happen, unfortunately, for us. But we have to say, Tom, and Tyrone, we do recognise the fact that we did get lucky draws, or not so much lucky draws, but draws that you would have liked to pick yourself, basically. You know, that's the way it was.
You're talking about Limerick, Meath, Tip in the first Sligo in the first four.
Yeah, Tom, that's the kind of draw you really do need to sort of build confidence. This team, Mickey would have talked for quite a few years there, maybe you know that he was building, and he was indeed building. But you know, you can be building, Tom, and you could come across maybe a tough team and Gaelic football. I always talk about you can't compare Gaelic football to soccer, whereas you know, soccer teams can go back and build and buy players in and get confidence going that way. But we have to get games, Tom, under our belt. And the games we got, in fairness, helped us on the way to put us in that situation. And, Tom, look, bottom line is you would have picked them. That's the games you would have picked, it, you know, if you had got them, you know.
I can't help but feel, and I know talking to you and talking to others, even though you left Ballybuffet, you know, with the heads down a bit, you took quite a lot out of that game.
I was, you know, slightly, you know, before it, I thought, you know, we need to win this game, but I thought leaving the game, I thought, you know, we have more room for improvement here. And when I looked at Donegal, I thought, how much can they improve? Now, obviously they could have, but you know, as John has alerted to a lot of stuff there that went on through your year. But for us, I felt we could have improved, and we did improve, Tom. But again, I have to harp back. We had to have these not so much easy games, but games that you possibly know yourself you could win. And we did improve, Tom. So
and of course, in between all that as well, you won an All-Ireland Under-21.
The Under-21 thing in the middle of the whole thing definitely put a bit of confidence in the whole thing as well, Tom. And then Mickey brought a couple of lads in. And like, the team was laced with a couple of nice players, in fairness, and them lads come in, and through the year, as we've seen, they did help our cause big time, you know. So that all did contribute to us and our confidence and getting through that. That all, like, all them different things helped us, Tom. There's a contribution of a lot of stuff went on through the year that did help us through the year, in fairness, like.
And obviously a lot of those Under-21 came in and impressed as well, and, you know, put their hands up big time.
They did, like the ex-young Bradley and the Brennans and stuff like that. Them lads come in and helped us along the way. Young McShane came in against Donegal. And I thought, personally, I wouldn't have put him in against Donegal, but he was a good player coming. He was very good for the Under-21s, but there's no doubt about it. Bringing them young boys in, Tom, I would say, like I know myself, and John would agree with me, when you're in a team and you see these lads coming in, it gives you that it would give the Trone boys a wee bit of a spurt on too, that, you know, there's a bit of work to be done here to keep me place, because these lads are coming in hungry, looking for a place. And the lads that maybe were sitting, maybe kind of half sure of themselves that they're going to get into the team, maybe it give them a wee spurt on and mentally that they need to do a bit of harder work, training and stuff, to prove their point to Mickey. And all them things, Tom, do contribute to a better situation within the team, you know.
And you know, as you know yourself, Mickey came in for a fair bit of stick at one stage during the year as well, didn't he?
He did. In fairness, like, you know, getting beat again by Donegal was a, well, we didn't expect one, but it was sort of everybody in the room was thinking, well, we must win this game. This is a must win game for us, and we didn't win. Mickey then would have, he took a lot of slack, but in fairness, you know, Mickey takes a lot of slack from a lot of people, and he deals with it and moves on. He done okay on it, Tom. In fairness, there was a lot of stuff about. But the way we play and how things are set up, and there was a lot of rubbish about young McCann this year, and there's a lot of stuff going on. And in fairness, Mickey didn't, and like the RTE thing and all them things were sort of going against Mickey.
But it galvanised Tyrone, did it?
It would have, in a way, Tom. It would have, like, you know yourself, again, in football, the psychology of football, Tom. You know, when the back's against the wall, that's when you come out fighting. And there was a lot of stuff going against us at that time. The Under-21 situation. And the situation with Tipperary, and then there was a situation with the minors this year, and all them wee things that were going on in the press. I'm sure Mickey would have got the lads and galvanised them and said, look, you know, Jim McGuinness was the greatest man ever. When you look at him, what he done with the psychology of football, and I'm sure Mickey bought into that kind of stuff as well. And that would have galvanised them, sure, to go out and got them going.
Tato, I guess the Glisson Clark coming Luke Glasgow and Shockton the show to me, Tom Cormack. My special guests tonight are John Hearn of Donegal and John Lynch of Tyrone, and well, they're reflecting back on 2015 and where they stand, and we'll talk to John in a moment about, well, Donegal obviously Under-21 beaten by Tyrone in the Ulster final, and I suppose the big disappointment in Donegal this year was the minor team who had reached the final All-Ireland final the previous year and lost out to Derry in the quarter final after defeating Tyrone in that controversial game in Ballybuffet. And we'll be also maybe asking John and John Lynch and John Hearn to name their players of the years, or their standout players, and the emerging players, the players who put up their hands, the younger players who put up their hands in the course of the year. But that'll be right after these. It's Fáilte Rash, because you and Clark come and Luke Glasgow and Shock the National and me, Tom Cormack. My special guests are John Hearn of St. Junan's and Donegal, and John Lynch of St. Eugene's Castle Derg, and of course Tyrone, a former All-Star defender as well. And happy Christmas, Tom, to all it and to all the Highland staff. I would like to say I hope a lot of young lads take inspiration from John Hearn, a legend of St. Junan's, a real leader, and team player of and an all-rounder. I personally think John should be brought in at under 12 to under 16 level and give talks and inspire young lads. That's from Seamus Harn. No, sorry. So now, John, there's a big admirer out there. Anyway, we won't talk about St. Tunan's for a moment. Talk to me about Donegal and the players that impressed you this year, and have we any new players coming in maybe, or new players emerge this year?
Well, Tom, you know, looking at the club championship and moving forward now into January with the McKenna Cup starting up, you know, there's a, you know, Rory Gallagher's called a good few in. So, you know, we're looking at some of these young fellas that were on the minor team last year and the year before the team that won the Ulster title and got to the All-Ireland final. Young McClellan there from Mobile.
Tony McClellan, yeah.
Yeah, good to see a Mobile man in there, then a showman, you know, and young Danny Rogers in goal. And I know Rory Carr from our own club now has got a call up, and you know he's a bright prospect, and Owen Byrne Gallagher and all these boys, you know, and Kelly Beggs, and there's a few more there, young O'Brien from the War. So there's plenty of young fellas out there, Tom. They're going to get their chance now to step up, have a look at them, and see can they break into the, you know, into the Donegal setup. Because really, Tom, if you look at it last year, there wasn't too many breaking in. Marty Riley got a run here and there. You know, Matthew Smith probably was the only one maybe that, you know, got a long run come championship time. And
Hugh McFadden, you mean, sorry?
Hugh McFadden for Killybegs, yeah. So, we need more blood, new blood coming in, breaking into the first 15, Tom. Mm-hmm. So, you know, them lads are going to have to take their chance now when they get it. And it's not, you know, Tom, the thing about the McKenna Cup is, and you know, it's January football. It's not easy for these young players, you know, who might be skillful forwards or whatever. It's not the time of the year for them to be showing off their wares. But listen, that's the way it is. And if they don't, you know, they might get a half an hour here or one match there. And if it doesn't go their way, you know, they can be discarded, which is tough. But that's life. That's the way it goes.
Tell me, in terms of Donegal this year at senior level, who was your player of the year? Frank Madlen got the award from the county board.
You couldn't argue with that. Listen, Tom, I've said it a few times this last couple of years. Frank definitely should have been an All-Star. You know, definitely he should have been an All-Star. Definitely in 2014 should have been an All-Star. So, you know, Frank McLennan's a fabulous player and he had a great year, and no one could argue with that. Listen, Murphy was mighty as well, big games at big times, but maybe sometimes Michael gets enough awards and maybe the show
gets a lot of attention too.
A lot of attention too, Frank, or Tom, exactly. But you couldn't argue with Frank McLennan, a fabulous player.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, were you surprised that there was no retirements?
It's hard to know, Tom. Listen, you know, these boys have given their life to the league of football this last few years. That's all they know. And sometimes, Tom, it can be maybe harder to step away than to stay, you know. So they're staying on, and fair play to them. They're obviously hungry enough, Tom. And it's maybe like we talked to Nudy Hughes, I remember last year, at some stage, that Nudy said that, you know, the draw was a big enticement to Monaghan for the older players like Dick Clerk and Owen Lennon and Paul Finlay to stay on last year, because they kind of could see them getting themselves to an Ulster final without too much trouble. I think Donegal players, you know, not saying that there, but, you know, the first round is a nice draw against either Fermanagh or Antrim, and it's a month later than last year. So, you know, they're saying to themselves, well, right, lads, you know, we don't have to go through the same preliminary round against Tyrone and et cetera, to get to an Ulster final. So maybe that, you know, help make up their minds somewhat, Tom.
And the other question, I suppose, is in terms of Rory Gallagher, how would you rate his first season?
I think Thomas' first season was good enough. You know, it's easy to be critical, Tom, and give out about people and say he should have done this, he should have done that. You know, Rory Gallagher didn't kick the wides against Monaghan and lost the final. You know, people say, well, he prepares the team and tactics and this and that, but I think it's a good enough season, Tom. He kept us up in Division 1. We got to an Ulster final. Should have won it, you know. But as I said, losing these Ulster finals seems to take a lot out of the league. All players, they just never recovered, and they were never going to beat Mayo, I thought, in the quarter final. But overall, I think Rory Gallagher had a decent year.
And the person that texted that in, I was joking there about Seamus Harness, actually the mum of a dual St. Junan's player. So just and she's not a local lady. So obviously, some people want you to get more involved, John. Are you going to play on next year?
Well,
I know a couple of years ago you said you got new boots. So have you done any shopping for Christmas?
No. We have a new manager, Tom, so maybe it'll be up to David McGilley. He might give me the P45. But I know, listen, Tom, we'll see what happens. People say he should play as well as he can, so
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
And tell me, just I mentioned Donegal Miners. There was great expectation, great hope that Declan Bonner had brought them to an All-Ireland the year before. There was quite a few survivors in that team from the previous year and came unstuck against Derry.
Yeah, Tom, you know, the controversy against... Listen, there was a double controversy, Tom. That we beat Tyrone, and then we all know what happened after that there. It was just headlines all week. And for young players, that's hard to take, win, lose, or draw, you know. But they were in the spotlight of the national media, which wasn't easy. Then we had the handling against Armagh with a couple of players being suspended. Then they got off. You know, all these things weren't good, Tom. So there's a lot of turmoil going on within that group. And when you're dealing with minors, like, they're only young fellas. It's very hard to keep their heads right. They're on Twitter, they're reading papers, they're listening to this, listening to that. And listen, I think Derry caught them. You know, Donegal may be slightly confident of beating everyone in Ulster League, but, you know, Derry, I think we're saving some of their good players that didn't show their hand. You know, St. Pat's Maharan, things like that there. And then when it came to it, you know, big Conor Glass had a big game in the semi-final, and we didn't get the grips with them early enough. And, you know, Derry were hanging on at the end, but, you know, they got their victory. And it was very disappointing because we had high hopes for that Donegal team.
Yeah, Tato Gaish, the Clashing Clark, coming Luke Glasgale with me, John Hearn, and with John Lynch. John Lynch, your players of the year in Tyrone?
Players of the year in Tyrone, Tom, would have been my pick would have been in the Tyrone team would have been Colm Kavanagh. I thought Colm had a tremendous year, went through a lot of work, a lot of hard grafting, carried a lot of injuries, you know, at tough times, and was able to carry through. I thought he was easily our best player, but there were still the lads that kicked, and the likes of Ronan McNamee would have got the Team Talk Player of the Year.
Yeah,
and again, Ronan would have deserved that, but he was, you know, I still think Sean or Colin was head and shoulders with anybody in the Tyrone Cours this year, in my opinion.
Yeah, and in terms of the new talent, you mentioned a few of the under 21s coming through.
There's a couple of lads now that have been pulled in even lately, Tom, into this recent panel. There's a lad from Cole Island there. He played full back for the under 21s. What's his name? I can't remember his name now. He's a man. Like, he's one of the best full backs around at the minute. He played with the under 21s. His name has just left me there now. I can't remember his name, but again, top class. Young Bradley, for instance, and again, really helped the Tyrone senior team this year when he came in. A lot of agility with him. Great addition to the team. He was pushing for the top player as well. Paddy Hampsey is the other lad I was thinking of there. Paddy Hampsey, he's from Cole Island. I work with him, Cole Island. Tom, this guy, in my opinion, is one of the best defenders we've produced for a long time. So I have big hopes for him coming through. And then obviously the Tulloch team that won Tyrone this year, they produced some great players. Young Rory Brennan, for instance, is top class. You know, there's some good players coming through there from young Rory's brother, even who made it into the Tyrone team as well. So there's good lads coming through, and the Glen lads all played well. The Tulloch team won on Tyrone this year was a bit of a shock, but still, you know, there's good players in the team. You know,
you mentioned Tulloch there, and I suppose that was the story of the year in Tyrone in terms of the club football.
It was a shock, Tom, to a lot of people, but you have to remember that Tulloch, you know, came through, like, they got beat last year in the intermediate final, but you know, they still have the likes of Matty and the brother and then the two Brennans, and there's a lot of the Donnelly still there. Like, they have a great team, Tom. They shock people, but at the end of the day, you know, in Tyrone it's different, Tom, it's most, when it comes to club football. There's a lot of teams, there's good. You can name five or six teams in Tyrone, Tom, that could win the championship always. Like, they're always at a fairly level par there. And, like, Tulloch came in this year and they became part of it as well. And, like, you know, Cole Island and Clonose and Tremor, Errigal, Carrickmore, them teams are all there and thereabouts. All them teams are there and thereabouts. But it's all about the draw, Tom. That's the great thing about Championship football, the one-off Championship football. If you get it right in the day, you can win. You can win the one Championship. And, like, Tulloch will definitely give a lot of teams a great heart for next year when they look at it and say, well, you know, we can be part of this setup and maybe won a championship, you know. So, yeah.
And John Hearn, obviously the story for Donegal. We can't forget the Donegal ladies winning a first Ulster. Some big performances.
I have that written down here. I was going to want to mention that. Absolutely, Tom. Big for them, you know. A great achievement. First time they've ever done it. And, you know, Tom, the ladies' game has grown, and wouldn't it be great if a Donegal lady team could get to Croke Park, you know, sometime in the next 3 or 4 years for an All-Ireland final, because yeah. You see the exposure that Cork team have got. And, you know, it's a very high level. And it was a brilliant achievement, and fair play to them. You know,
and I see as well, congratulations to Jernie McLaughlin. She got an All-Star replacement call-up, so she's heading to the West Coast, to San Diego in March, and fully deserved. It was a major surprise that she didn't make the team. 2-7 in an Ulster final, you know, and still not make an All-Star team.
Yeah. Look, we all know Jernie's an All-Star, Tom, so fair play to her. She deserved.
Unfortunately, John, two Johns, the clock has beaten us. We have got to leave it. Thank you very much. All the best for you. Have a very happy Christmas, both of you and all your families. And, Blinor Fuashi Eve Gulliris Freshen, from me, Tom Comack, from Jimmy Stafford and Sound, from my special guests, John Hearn and John Lynch. Good G on Blin Chahuggin. Slán agus Bannock.